A report from the campaign trail now. Ever since the president last week historically endorsed same-sex marriage, pundits have asked the question, does this have an impact on the electorate? Is it going to have an impact on the 2012 campaign? Well, it may have an impact on Richard Tesei's campaign, former minority leader for the Massachusetts Senate, current Republican candidate for Massachusetts' 6th congressional seat, an openly gay legislator in the state of Massachusetts running against Democratic incumbent John Tierney. Richard Tesei, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
What have you noticed out there? Has anything changed for you? I don't necessarily specifically know what I'm looking for, but I suspect you may have noticed some things that nationally are beyond the reach of some of the pundits.
Well, you know what? I'm in Massachusetts, and in Massachusetts, we've had gay marriage for a while now, and you know, I've watched people over time. Look at the issue, interact with people, and their opinions have evolved over time. And I think we're probably a little ahead of the rest of the country here in the state. So it isn't really a big issue at this point. It's sort of something that is settled here in Massachusetts.
A non-issue, but in terms of Massachusetts, and you've got, of course, Elizabeth Warren running against Scott Brown, so the Tea Party is in play there in Massachusetts. You've got openly gay Congressman Barney Frank on the Democratic side. How's the race going against Democratic incumbent John Tierney?
Well, I'm doing really well. I mean, the things that I'm talking to people about that they're most interested in is the fact that unemployment's high. There are a lot of underemployed people. There are a lot of folks who are really concerned about, you know, deficits and debt in Washington, and they want to see the economy get jump-started again.
Do you think that contributing to improvements on that front would be the election of Mitt Romney in 2012? You and he, when he was a Massachusetts governor, had a bit of a split over the question of same-sex marriage.
Yeah, there were issues that I didn't support Governor Romney on, and then there were issues that I did. And I do think that he is pretty well equipped to be able to do the things that have to be done to improve the business climate and help get people back to work. On a lot of the more social issues, I have a different opinion than him. I consider myself a live and let live Republican, you know, who thinks my philosophy is basically that the government should get off your back, out of your wallet, and away from the bedroom.
But, Richard, you know, a lot of people have described that the Republican Party of today is a tough place to be if you're a live-and-let-liver, as you describe yourself. Is that your experience?
Well, you know, I've had a pretty good experience. I ran for lieutenant governor last cycle. I went through a convention and a primary unopposed and got a lot of support from the party, and I'm getting a lot of support in my race for Congress. And you know, I don't agree with everything, obviously, in the Republican platform, but that doesn't necessarily make me a bad Republican. I really look at the party, from a historical sense, that it was the party that always promoted equality. That's how the party was formed in the first place.
So you're going to leave that live and let live state of Massachusetts and go down to the snake pit of Washington?
Absolutely. But, you know, I think for issues regarding equality, it's really important to have advocates on both sides of the aisle, you know, both the Democratic and the Republican side. So when issues come up, you have people who are, you know, advocating for basic fairness and treating everybody fairly and equally under the law.
More voices, better. Richard Tesei, former minority leader for the Massachusetts Senate, current Republican candidate for the Massachusetts 6th congressional seat, running against Democratic incumbent John Tierney. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.